Well, good afternoon. It is Friday, and that means it's time for another edition of The Faith Group. And today, I've got Patty Damiani and Emma King with me in the studio. We'll be talking about the Relational Wisdom Seminar coming up at Sojourn Church. The date, March 5th from 9 until 3. Check-in begins at 8:30. Lunch is provided on-site, and the cost, $30 per person or $50 for a married couple. We'll repeat all of that. And if you've been through a Relational Wisdom Seminar before, it is $10 for alumni. Pretty good setup, I'd say. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. We're going to talk
a lot about this. I've been through the course, and I absolutely loved it. Patty Damiani, how did you get involved in Relational Wisdom?
Oh, well, Relational Wisdom has been a passion for me. And I think partly because I needed to grow myself in it. When I was a lot younger woman, I was working in a school system, and it was so incredibly bad compared to this very professional environment. And I found myself wanting to make changes, but I went about it all wrong. I lost influence rather than gained it. And through the process, you know, failure's always an opportunity to learn and grow. I began to learn ways to be tactful, to be thoughtful of the other person, and just to gain the ability to relationally relate to people in a wise way that would be redemptive for everybody. So throughout the years, my growth has been in place, and I wanted to engage something that would help other people be equipped and hopefully prevent some of the problems I caused.
Okay.
And so I started looking for information that would help me develop something, and I came across Relational Wisdom 360 by Ken Sandy, brand new ministry that grew out of Peacemakers, and his seminar was already developed, brand new. It was so theologically sound. It was well done. And I got an email asking if I wanted to participate in certification. And I did. And I love the material. I love the process that I had to go through to be certified.
Well, indeed, you are a certified relational wisdom instructor, and you'll be there on March 5th to facilitate this program. Now, we have talked about this program for several weeks, and the main question is, how would you like to reduce conflict and strengthen relationships where you work, where you live, and where you play? That's what it's all about. Those relationships, though, like we talked about before we started recording today, don't have to be totally without hope. You can have good relationships that can even get better.
That's right.
Talk about that a little bit.
You know, relational wisdom is learning to be more aware, and that's more aware of what's going on in others, what's going on in yourself, and more aware of who God is and how he wants you to engage him. And so you may be in a healthy relationship, but maybe you're not upping your game to be aware of that other person, studying their body language, maybe listening for cues that something might be bothering them. Relational wisdom helps you look for things you haven't been looking for before. It helps you discern what are the interests, what is it that they need or are wanting that I can become aware of. You know, we talk about selective perception in the seminar, and that's a very interesting phenomena, but it's learning to look for things you weren't looking for before. And so that in itself is one way that we enhance our ability to relate in a relationally wise way.
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, why do some people have stronger friendships and marriages than others? Why do they truly enjoy their children and perform so well in the workplace? This is part of your flyer. I think about that sometimes. We look around and people do well at relationships. Maybe they're clued into this relational wisdom.
You know, emotional intelligence is the buzzword internationally, not just here in the States. And companies are hiring not just based on the abilities that people have with their IQ, but they're learning that people who have EQ are more effective in the workplace. They actually are better contributors than if they didn't have the emotional IQ. People who have high IQ but no EQ actually take away from the productivity of the workplace. Well, it's that way in relationships. When we develop a higher emotional intelligence, or as we call it biblically, relational wisdom, we actually enhance our relationships, our productivity, and we have more forward movement.
So this is strong in the workplace, at home, in any relationship that you're cultivating.
That's right.
Emma, welcome to the studio, and we brought you in today because you've actually attended one of these seminars.
I have. I attended last March, was my first seminar.
Last March. What were some of the takeaways? What were some of the concepts and insights that you gained?
One thing that I think about almost every day is that there's always a deeper heart issue when you're relating with people, whether that is looking in at your own heart or looking at the heart of others and trying to understand maybe an emotional response that you weren't expecting, either in somebody else or even in yourself. Patty will talk about this, but something that we use in my household very often is called emotional hijacking, and how sometimes your emotions flood and then all of a sudden you're like, I was frustrated, or I just got really worked up about something that I wasn't expecting. So that is just a little vocab word, that emotional hijacking is something that we talk about in our house as we process emotions.
And what do you mean by the deeper heart?
Perhaps somebody's responding to you in a way that throws you off a little bit. And the deeper heart in that may be something that they're emotionally processing that you're not even aware of. But relational wisdom gives you the tools to look at that person and try and be more others aware and others centered as far as what they're processing, maybe in a home life, in a work environment, maybe it's in your marriage, just something that hasn't been shared yet. So just realizing that that deeper heart is definitely presenting in yourself, and you may be aware or not aware of that, but also in somebody else is really helpful.
So you've used this in your marriage.
Oh, definitely. I recruited my husband and he came last year too. And so it was really great that we did that together.
Nice. Well, as I said earlier, it is $30 per person, and couples can attend. This is a great thing for couples, $50 per couple. And if you've gone through Discovering Relational Wisdom, you're an alumni and you can attend for $10. Now, lunch is included on that day too. Now, Emma, how about work? We've heard about you going through the seminar. You've had some positive outcomes at home. How has it affected you at work?
That's a great question, because this happened really recently that I was able to really put these concepts into practice. But I had an encounter with someone that I work with, and immediately I could tell that he was frustrated and I was frustrated. And maybe the old pre-relational wisdom Emma would have immediately responded out of that frustration, and it wouldn't have been healthy and it wouldn't have been good for anyone to experience that version of me. But in applying the concepts and continuing to learn how to apply them in my life, in that specific scenario, I was able to recognize that the other person had a lot of other issues going on, and that there were that deeper heart. It was there, and I was able to recognize that. And so we kind of took some time apart from each other, came back, revisited it, and we were able to process and come to a conclusion much more peacefully than we would have before.
Relational wisdom involves two things, two dynamics. Patty, maybe you can address these, being aware, what do I know, and being engaging, what will I do? Can you address those two things?
Oh, I'd love to. The relational wisdom paradigm, it's actually, we call it relational wisdom 360 because it's a circle. And so we have three components, God, self, and others. And in each of those components, we break them down. God aware, God engaging, self-aware, self-engaging, and on with others. And the awareness that we're upping is, what do I know? Like, for instance, what do I know about God in this situation, that he would want me to trust him, that I know that he's sovereign, I know that he is at work. And so in light of that, how can I engage that information and apply it or own it, walk it out? I had a phone call with just a, you know, customer service, and I was irritated because I was having to take time out of my busy schedule to deal with an issue that they created. of course, it's always someone else's fault, right? And I caught myself and I thought, what do I know about God here? Do I trust him that he has this, that he has my day planned, and that he has actually orchestrated that this would be a part of it? And if that's true, then how am I going to approach this customer service call? It's an opportunity to serve.
So what changed in that? What changed in that call?
What changed is that my viewpoint changed, therefore my actions changed. And so I could then be others aware. What was that customer service going to be facing with me on the other end? And how might I impact them?
Mm-hmm.
And so I became aware, we have a problem. The problem is not the person on the other end of the phone. And she's going to have some frustrations, or he. And so becoming aware of that and then engaging that information to act on it changed the conversation so that I was no longer agitated and frustrated, because I could see it through God's viewpoint. I could also place value on that person and clue in, you know, listen for their body language. The other thing I could do is smile. And you're going to laugh at that. Smiling on the phone, that really helps. You know, it does. And one of the things we talk about is the impact of a smile in relational wisdom. It actually changes your voice. And so there's some muscles that are impacted by your smile, and they change the tone of your voice. And so smiling changes my heart, but it also changes my tone of voice. And there you go. I am now serving this other person. That's what I love about relational wisdom. It's three-dimensional. I had to deal with my own frustration. I had to deal with what's true about God. And I had to be aware of how I would impact this person, how I had the opportunity to impact this person.
Well, and that's exactly what I went through. When I went through relational wisdom, I was having some challenges with my sister. Anybody out there have issues with sisters? Some people do. And my sister and I were, oh boy, it was tough. But I had to step back, be aware of what she was going through, and take my mind off myself. And just by stepping back and being more aware of that other person and how God wanted me to respond to that situation, mm-hmm. that's what I took away from relational wisdom. Our relationship today is great. This could all flare up again. I never know. It's one of those relationships. I love her deeply, but she's got a lot on her plate with two young children. She's a year and a half younger than me, but I've got the wisdom, and I think I learned a lot about that at your seminar. So that was my big takeaway.
And Jane, empathy was the key, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Had to learn more empathy in mm-hmm. that situation. And I had to learn that I didn't have to be right.
Yes.
I don't have to be right with my sister. It's okay. And so I did what God wanted me to do. I trusted him, and it was a great takeaway from that seminar. The seminar coming up is March
5th.
The seminar coming up is March 5th. It takes place at Sojourn Church in Traverse City. It's relational wisdom. That's what we're talking about today with my guests, Patty Damiani and Emma King. Emma, are you going to be at the seminar this year once again?
I plan on it.
You're an alumni now.
Yes.
And you can always learn more. We
Definitely.
Can always build relationships. So everybody listening, you are welcome to come. Lunch provided on that Saturday. It's going to be a nice time. Looking forward to it. Discovering relational wisdom. Now, you say it's a 360 experience, Patty. I'm coming to the seminar. I'm walking through the door. What should I expect? What am I going to feel like when I walk through the door?
Well, I know what you're going to feel like when you walk through the door, but I also know what you're going to feel like when you walk out the door.
There you go. Okay. The seminar starts out with what?
You know, we talk about the benefits. Why should you learn about relational? Why should you spend 5 hours engaging with this information? So we're going to deal with that and just give you some principles. And we're going to have some fun doing that. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. And we're going to learn together.
And you've got movie clips that we're learning from, too.
Yes. In fact, the movie clips are great because we play them interspersed throughout the the day. We play them to illustrate a concept we've just learned. And so what we're doing is you're not just sitting there hearing lecture. You're going to be able to hear it, see it, interact with it.
All day long. Although I could listen to you all day long talk about relational wisdom because I learned so much. All right. And going from there, what are you going to walk out with?
You know, number one, hopefully you won't leave with a headache.
I guarantee you won't.
But you're going to walk out with a plan. We're going to give you some tools to walk out so that you can apply this material. You know, I asked the people at the seminar, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Well, we all know it's one bite at a time. And that's how we grow. If we try to take on too much, it's going to overwhelm us. But we try to help you focus on one area that you're going to work on. And we have some great tools that are soon to be released with Relational Wisdom 360. Very excited about that. And so you'll be able to engage those materials once that they're published, probably in April.
Okay. And if you're thinking about going through the seminar, I've talked about some of my takeaways. Emma has talked about some of hers. Can you give us a few more examples of some people that have gone through this that you've stayed in touch with and the success of relational wisdom here in Northern Michigan?
You know, I've had quite a few people tell me how they've applied it, whether it's the workplace or in a family relationship, in a marriage, in a just among friends, among roommates. One of the stories that I've just heard recently is a gentleman in mid-management level and at a hospital, and he had some scenarios that if he had not applied relational wisdom, he probably would have taken those relationships and I cannot think of a word right now, Jane, but instead of strengthening those relationships, I think they would have been more challenged. There could have been more division rather than understanding. But his department actually, as he applied these principles, his department marks just skyrocketed. Mm. And there was a greater interaction between he and the people that he oversaw. They saw greater productivity. And part of that pathway was the way that he used empathy, not in a way that says, oh, you poor baby, but an empathy that says, okay, what are they facing and going through that is impacting their work? And how can I care about that and then help them to see how it's impacting their work and move them toward a productive outcome? That's encouraging when you hear those kind of stories.
In the workplace, there's so much stress in the world now. We're going through so many different things, so many emotions out there that people respond just like that. Emma, you were talking about responding a certain way before you went through relational wisdom and responding a different way afterwards. Unpack that just a little bit more.
I think the biggest takeaway when I think about, you know, pre the seminar and after the seminar is something that I was telling Patty about earlier today, even, is that I keep pulling out something that's in the packet you'll get if you'll come to the seminar. And it's a list of emotions, and they range from the most severe to kind of like the bottom level. And that's just really helpful for me in recognizing emotions that I'm feeling, whether that is in a conversation with my husband and maybe something I'm processing with my mom or my sister, or even in the workplace. It's just really helpful for me to be able to identify those emotions and figure out how to process and move forward from there. I think just the emotional identification is the biggest takeaway for me.
And you're just 26 years old. So this is for, you're starting at a young age. Good for you. But this is for any age, this seminar.
It is. It is. You know, I'm a whole lot older.
No, you are not. Wisdom, oh, wisdom.
I am still learning. Last night, sure, we were in small group, and I caught myself. Thankfully, I caught myself. And, you know, it's just, okay, what's going on inside of you, Patty? Because you're kind of reacting here a little bit internally. And I realized what was going on. I kept myself from saying some things that might have put people in an awkward situation. You know, it's just I was having an off night, but realizing that, stepping back, thinking, how will I impact the people if I keep moving forward? Just really helped me. You know, Emma, you talked about emotions and how identifying that was so helpful. A lot of times we do not understand that whether we're an emotional person or a very logical, unemotional person, emotions are still the drive in every action. And when we uncover the physiology of that, as well as the biblical principles of that, we begin to realize the importance of acknowledging that an emotion drives us either to imitate Christ or to act out of selfishness and do just the opposite.
Some of the emotions mentioned in your brochure here, whether you're fearful or proud, indulgent, insensitive, manipulating, forgetful, some of those emotions show up every single day.
They do, don't they?
Life is all about relationships, and they can be challenging, but because they're often fueled by emotions, both positively and negatively, we can attend this seminar and do something about it.
That's right.
The Bible provides a powerfully effective way to deal with relationships, and I love the fact that this Relational Wisdom Seminar is God-centered.
Yes, it is. You know, the system that we use in the secular workplace or wherever is the emotional intelligence. And it's amazing to see how much of what we are discovering scientifically through research is actually, it's an application of a biblical principle. So relational wisdom is actually a biblical view of emotional intelligence.
I love that. I love that. This seminar brought to you by several churches here in our community. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd like to thank them at this time.
Oh, I would love to. New Hope Community Church and Bay Point Community Church and Sojourn Church, as well as Northern Michigan Jesus Ministry and the ministry that my husband and I operate out of, the Anchor Point Ministry, as well as Good News Media. So we're just so grateful for all the support that we have gained from both the churches that have sponsored us as well as the churches that have come alongside to pray for us.
Very good. Relational Wisdom Seminar taking place at the Sojourn Church. It's located on McCray Road in Traverse City. If you'd like to get registered for the March 5th seminar, Patty, how do you get registered? Where do people go?
Well, if you would like a simple way that you can look up later, go to Anchor Point Ministry, that's with a Y, .org, and you'll see a little link there that just says register, and it will take you to the page that gives you the address if you want to mail it in. It will give you an opportunity if you want to walk it in, tells you where WLJN address is that you can walk it in there, or it gives you a link to register using a credit card.
Very good. And again, if you go out to our website at WLJN Listeners, it's one of our banner ads at the top of the page. It gives you all the information, the who, what, when, and where. And if you'd like to reduce conflict and strengthen relationships where you work, live, and play, the Discovering Relational Wisdom Seminar coming to Sojourn Church in Traverse City, Saturday, March 5th, is the place to be. Again, the cost is $30 per person or $50 per couple. Any closing thoughts as far as inviting the audience?
Well, you know, just before we close, I don't think I mentioned why this ministry was even developed, the Relational Wisdom. Ken Sandy developed some 30 years ago a ministry called Peacemaker Ministries, and out of that came books and processes that have just been worldwide useful and continue to be so. But as he was working in that ministry as a lawyer and mediator, he wanted to get upstream of conflict. Why can't we do something to help prevent this mess rather than just help people get out of that mess redemptively? And so he grew to just desire to provide this structure that we have now to help prevent conflict, and then began to focus all of his efforts into that particular ministry. And so we love the idea that this is preventing conflict.
I love that too.
Isn't that great?
I love that too. Relational wisdom, your brochure says, in essence, is the ability to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
I think that's a good thing. Find out more on our website at WLJN.com. Emma, thank you very much.
Thanks
your first time on the
me.
Radio. You
yes.
did a great job too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we just hope that you can get registered. Again, the event takes place March 5th. It'll be here before we know it.
It will. Jane, thank you so much for taking time to interview us.
You are welcome. I love interviewing people that are doing big things here for God here in Northern Michigan. This is The Faith Group. I thank you so much for tuning in today. Find out more again on our website about the Relational Wisdom Seminar coming up March 5th at Sojourn Church at WLJN.com.